Hello everyone, and welcome to the Cultural Intelligence podcast series by RWS. During this episode, we're going to talk about cultural intelligence and the new rules of global success. And to do so, we're happy to welcome Ben Fass, RWS CEO, to answer our questions. During this episode, we'll talk about what success looks like nowadays and why AI keeps on raising the bar. We'll also talk about why enterprise AI is raising expectations for speed, personalization, and authenticity across markets. And we'll also talk about why cultural intelligence is becoming a requirement as opposed to a nice to have. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our Cultural Intelligence series by RWS. Today, we are going to talk all things about what it takes to take a global enterprise to succeed. We're very, very pleased to have Ben Fass with us today, the CEO of RWS, to get his opinions and help us answer all those questions we have. Ben, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Maybe a very good introduction as a first question for that topic would be, what do you think has fundamentally changed when it comes to succeed as a global enterprise nowadays in this day and age?
I think it's a great question. I think, you know, when you think about it, over the last few years, we've moved from probably being impressed by innovation or brands that were coming from the US. And so the US in particular was a characteristic of why you liked the brand. Now I think brands fundamentally need to be relevant in the market in which they operate. There's more and more competition, the access, the barrier to entry to create a brand, to create a clothing brand, cosmetic brands, etc., have dropped. It's easier. And so you're facing more and more competition locally. And so if you do want to operate across the world, you need to find that relevance with each of the customers that you're going to find. And to do this is very hard because you have an identity as a brand, you have a tone of voice. And to adapt this identity to the German market, even the German from the north or from in Berlin or in Munich, it's a bit different, and Southern Europe, etc., etc. I think this really personalization and adaptation has become a trait of the winning brands that understand how they speak to their customers wherever they are.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you can, as a brand, completely adapt and create the exact same emotion in people for different markets? Do you think it's actually something doable, possible?
It's really hard. I guess that's what great brands or great ideas manage to do. I'm very impressed, for example, about the South Korean culture. They've managed to take over world of entertainment, of music, of movies. But they are adapted. They take over their culture, but the traits of the market in which they operate. And I think you see that more and more. We work a lot with a Chinese brand, car manufacturers. You know, it's making sure that people trust the brand. They don't have the some of the bias that they may have. I think that's possible, and it depends. Some brands are more comfortable in stretching themselves, so really adapting over, and some are really have such a strong characteristic that it's important that they keep it, but express it in the right way.
How has enterprise AI changed expectations for speed, personalization, and also consistency?
So we're using, RWS has always been a leader, I guess, in adopting new technology. And AI has helped us deliver better content transformation faster over time. What enterprise AI is enabling us to do at the moment is unheard of. And I think, as you say, what's critical for our customers is that their content is transformed and adapted faster. There's a shelf life of content that I think is reducing. As humans, we are reducing our attention span, and so you need to be able to talk about the subject of the moment. You know, the meme of today is not the meme of tomorrow. Exactly. So speed is more important than ever. Personalization is very important. We all watch different content. And I think what we are discovering is that enterprise AI allows us to rethink of the quality of what it matters, because quality used to be assessed by a human, and that's a very biased way of assessing quality. We're now able to triangulate and find, you know, how does that content sound from the persona of, I don't know, a teenager in the south of France, versus how does it sound from a businessman in Madrid. And so you're able to really fine-tune the quality assessment. So I think we're making incredible progress through enterprise AI at the moment. It does require very strict workflow management, very thorough fine-tuning, etc. So I think the network of experts that we have is extremely important to get it right. But you know, ultimately, I still think that we need to localize and make a lot more content available to a lot more people
on different platforms as well.
Exactly.
We can watch anywhere.
Yeah. Yes, that's a very good point. The adaptation on the platform is also very important. How you cut the content, yeah. How you edit it, yeah. is key.
We see as a something on the side, but really we say on socials we have to talk about the same topic, the same. We want to provide the same message to everyone, but we have to adapt it in terms of length or the way we present it for the different audiences. So small scale, but very similar kind of process,
absolutely.
I guess. Do you think it's the reason why more and more companies consider cultural intelligence as a business requirement and not just a tick, like nice to have? Is it because they realize this?
I think the social platforms are actually a great illustration of why it matters. You see some brands succeed and you see some brands who are... they are rowing hard and they have 1,000 followers and it doesn't work. And they're a good example to see how your message resonates. Have you found something that really matters? I'm very impressed by some of the YouTube creators. How they're able to create such a connection with their audience is really, really fascinating. And some of them work in different cultures also, which is even more fascinating. But I think that they're a great proof point that the adaptation, the cultural intelligence that you have is fundamental to succeed.
Yeah. Where do organizations most commonly lose meaning or impact or trust when they scale across markets? Where does it happen? Can we pin it?
I mean, one thing that I see over and over is brands that think they can automate everything. And yes, you can... anybody can upload in Google Translate, in ChatGPT, any translation. But if you do it without care, if you do it fully automated, you're really losing some depth. And this we see, if you lose depth, you lose engagement, you lose meaning, and your content becomes really boring. So, some brands are really proud. They have thousands and thousands of pages in hundreds of languages. Nobody reads them. And you measure that by the time spent on their pages, etc. It just doesn't work. And it actually even pollutes their message because people don't understand anymore. I think I'm fascinated how it's really hard to find a short message that resonates versus, I can ask any generative AI platform to create a 20-page redaction on a subject. Nobody's going to read it. I think, understanding to who you're talking, to why you're saying it, and what's the message that is going to resonate is really fundamental. Mm-hmm.
That was actually my last question, but I might skip to this one right now because it's a nice kind of link to it. What needs to change for AI to drive real world value as opposed to creating additional content that no one will read and will get forgotten as soon as, the day has passed?
That's the stat that actually surprised me, but we passed the stage already where more than half of the content on the internet is AI created. And you see this, and it becomes almost now, it triggers an instinct in all of us. Whenever you read something, whenever you see an image, is it real or not? So you create, there's going to be I believe people are going to develop more and more trust issues with what they are reading. We need to anticipate this. The first reaction when you read something, when you see something, when you see a video is that real? Is that true? And so we need, I'm a big proponent of AI and how we should use it. I think we need to be very careful and intentional on what we use it for. And just producing volume for volume is not going to help. There are techniques that we've built to guide the AI to work exactly in the right direction. We're working on a project at the moment with one of our customers who wants to fine-tune how their voice agents are speaking. And they have the ability for their voice agent not to speak English, but to speak English from different background, different cultural background, different part of England. And ultimately, when you engage with those voice agents and you're in Edinburgh and the voice agent feels like he's your neighbor, that creates a very strong emotional connection. I think that's, we need to force ourselves to imagine how to best use AI, not to do more of the same before at a lesser quality, but enhance, augment what we're able to do as human because of AI.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. Makes me think of a real life example, but when you're in like a foreign city and you hear someone talking your language, if you have been there for an extended time or something, you're already connecting with them.
That's kind
of
true.
With friends, we're like in the same situation. So I guess it creates a similar kind of feeling. What value is being left on the table when global content and knowledge are not being produced with adaptability in mind?
Yeah, I think I touched briefly on it. But ultimately, we don't localize, we don't transform content just for the sake of it. What we want is to have an impact. And so whether you're an e-commerce website or you're a newspaper or you are creating some information for life science purposes, you want that content to be read, to have an impact. You want people to engage. You want people to buy your dress. And so I think we'll be able, we're going to move more and more towards a measurement of the impact of those content being localized. We're able today to do it. It's more a matter of sharing that information with our client. But gone are the day where you just translate for the sake of translating. You have that, some regulation. Sometimes you must have your content available in multiple language. Ultimately, what you really want is to build new connections. It's always the same. And building them in your language is already hard. Building them in a language that's not yours, where you're going to struggle within the company to find people that can tell you whether it's a good quality or not, is going to be even harder. So, You leave all the value on the table if you don't do it properly, because there's no engagement.
Yeah. What does cultural intelligence mean to you? Short answer. Like, what does it mean? What? How would your answer to this?
I mean, cultural intelligence means empathy, if you want to shorten it as much as possible. And you have humans who are who have a higher cultural intelligence than others. You have friends who are extremely good at adapting to their audience. If you're at a dinner or if you're at a pub, maybe you're behaving differently. But you have some humans that have this talent of capturing the attention, of telling a good story, etc. I find this fascinating. I'm not sure I have a very high level of cultural intelligence myself, but I know that this is what makes our life better, funnier, more engaging, more emotional. And so I'm really passionate about the work we do to try to bring up that level of cultural intelligence.
It's a really cool answer. Thank you. Do you have anything you want to add, like a little anecdote, something like a piece of advice maybe for other companies, you know, evolving in this day and age, something you want to say?
You know, so I had the pleasure of leading RWS for a year now. And I've discovered a world of possibilities. When you arrive, you think, okay, it's translation is A to B, period. And I've discovered the complexity of the work that we're doing and how much just the choice of one word can change the whole meaning of a sentence. And so I think we are really helping creating connection, unlocking understanding. And I think that's something that's ever more needed today than ever. We tend to lose connection, we tend to misunderstand each other. And so it's important that we pay attention and we invest on a better way, faster way, easier way to create those connections.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you. That was a pleasure to have you here. And yeah, thank you for sharing your views with us.
Thank you, Maureen.